Ashes of Twilight by Kathy Taylor, narrated by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. The Bible teaches us that the heavens and earth were made by the one true God. I have heard these things all of my life, but I dare not ask the questions that the lessons have created in my mind. I'm certain I know quite a bit about the earth, as I spend most of my waking moments within its clanking iron bowels. The heavens, however, are a mystery to me, as my world is hollow and my sky is made of glass. As I lie on my back and stare up at the thick dome that covers my world, I still cannot help but wonder why. Our history is taught in two stages. There is the before time, when man lived on the surface and roamed at will. He built great cities and sailed the oceans and conquered kingdoms. Then there is the after time, when man created the great glass dome to protect all he knew from the mighty comet that came in 1878 and burned up the sky. It is the 198th year since the world became the dome, and I spend all of my waking moments trying to find a way to leave it. Staring at the dome will not give me a way out. I do it to justify my wanting to escape. I am desperately seeking a sign that the earth has returned to what it was before the comet came. I need to know for certain that I will not be burned to a crisp if and when I do find a way out. Occasionally, in the morning light, I see a shadow cross over, but the glass is too thick for it to be defined. I never see the flames that are rumored to be out there, and I often wonder if the flames are just an excuse given by the royals who run our society to keep us within.
Hey now, get on with ya. I recognize.